Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
FedEx.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. William Dunkelberg back on the show. He says we can call him Bill. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University, and one of the great minds, especially when it comes to the small business world. His survey of small business, his index, I should say, of small business optimism is the gold standard, and going back many decades, and he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure, Bill, to have you back. The overall optimism for small business is still having difficulty getting any upward momentum, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, we had a gain of only 1/10 of a point in the index. So I guess the good news has to be it didn't go down. Mm-hmm. But the bad news is that the January reading is still below the January 2011 reading. So you know, we spent the whole 2011 going down and then getting back up to about where we were a year ago. So we didn't really make any major progress there.
And these are seasonally adjusted numbers, so you can't read into it, well, January is January, right?
Yeah, well, of course, if you were just comparing January to January, then that would be kind of implicitly an automatic seasonal adjustment. But these data are seasonally adjusted. Yeah, we do that because some of the variables, like hiring plans and so on, do have strong seasonal factors in them. So when you seasonally adjust data, you know that plans always go up or always go down, in a certain month. The question is, did they go up by more than they usually do or by less than they usually do? That's the way you look at the seasonal adjustment.
Does it seem to you that GDP, even though it wasn't great last year, and we had a pretty good fourth quarter for the first time in a while, does it seem like national GDP is a little bit ahead of the small your small business optimism index? Doesn't it seem like, just looking at GDP, that small business optimism ought to be up a little bit more?
Yeah, you'd like to think so, but for the year, remember the growth over 2011 was only 1.7%. So yeah, we had a good fourth quarter, which we estimated. First estimates are that we grew about 2.8%. That probably will get some downward revision because we got some bad trade numbers and so on, but. 1.7 overall, that's a terrible, that's terrible growth.
Right.
So really the index, I think, kind of reflects that. The average for the index going into 2008 was 100, a little over 100. So, we're still 6 points below that. And of course, in a recovery, we should be well above 100.
Two and a half years since the collapse.
Right.
We ought to be based on other recoveries, but this scenario has got some unique markers, doesn't it? Over past recoveries.
It does. This is the when you look at the path of the index, that is, you take the National Bureau of Economic Research dates for the bottom of the recession. So for the most recent, that would be June of 2009, and then you track it quarterly, see how you're doing. See the index improving. This is the worst recovery we've had since 1970. Could be the worst ever, but of course we didn't collect data before 1970. So it's been a terrible recovery, and it remains a terrible recovery. All the other recoveries.
And I said 2.5 years. It's actually 3.5 years since September of 2008.
Yeah, since September of 2008, but the bottom was in 2009.
Yeah,
so
that was the end of the recession.
Theoretically, we've been improving for, you're right, two and a half, a little more than 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and uh, just we have nothing to show for it. That's the problem.
Well, it demonstrates the connection between a healthy housing industry and the economy. That's one thing it demonstrates, doesn't it?
You're exactly right. We produce as much output now, measured as GDP, gross domestic product, total value of final goods and services produced in the U.S. Our GDP is now higher than it was at the peak in December of 2007. So we produce more now than we did then, but we're using 7 million fewer workers, and the main reason for that is that we are missing, truly in the pile of GDP, 1 million housing starts.
Mm-hmm.
And we replaced that with the output from Caterpillar and GE.
Well, and non-construction jobs also
right.
Many of them are being replaced by technology as well.
Well, there's that.
And better management, and better management practices. To some degree. Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.